Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the second half of this daily four-hour transmission from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, we have over 150,000 people a day now, 6 days a week. We're live Monday through Friday, and then on Sundays for 2 hours. Downloading the free podcast at InfoWars.com. You can see banners on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for the free podcast. There's also the Alex Jones Show link that has a listen page that has all the details. Listen on your Arnold G1, iPhone, regular cell phone. All the applications are free right there on the site. Bunch of different systems to choose from. And, you know, we have AM and FM affiliates and millions of listeners there. And shortwave and internet stream listeners, number one on Shoutcast. But we want to really be number one on the podcast. We're a long way away from that. Some of the bigger podcasts, you know, have 200,000 plus. So we're close, but, you know, still far away. So close, but yet so far away, as the song says, to being number one in podcasting. So we're looking forward to that because that's people's minds, people's souls unlocking under the New World Order. We're going to be talking to our guest after the break here in just a few minutes when some stations join us. Ma'afa is the film, 21st Century Black Genocide in the United States. We cover this in Endgame, but more like 10 minutes of the two-hour film is on that. This is all about it. You want full detail, incredible film, available at InfoWars.com. And, of course, you can also get it with Endgame. And we discount Endgame with this film because they really go together. And this film actually, Ma'afa, actually, that's an African word. And we'll get details of that on the other side of the next break here in just a minute or two. For genocide or for what's happening. But there is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, with Ma'afa. So these two go together like a horse and carriage. We'll be talking to our guest who does a lot of great work on the other side of this quick break. They are pro-life activists, finally really getting aggressive and going after Planned Parenthood for the open Nazis they are. So if more people take this tack, we'll defeat these people very, very quickly. But finishing up with Ted Anderson in the 2 minutes we've got left in this quick segment. Ted, owner of Genesis, owner of Midas Resources, you are the place I go to get my gold and silver because it's where I can get the best price. Kind of like I got the food company we have, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, is because I bought a bunch of different storable food and didn't like it, MSG or too expensive or tasted like crud. Their stuff was great, so I said, hey, I like your stuff. Will you be a sponsor? And they've been a sponsor now the last few years. It's the same with you. I mean, you've got – I buy gold and silver from you because – and I buy the deals you offer here on air. These are my favorite type deals. Tell folks quickly about today's special.
Yeah, right now we have the Lakota coin at $19.70. Now, silver is about to break through that $14 range, and that's going to push that right up above 20 again. And there isn't anybody else out there that's selling those things for less than 20 bucks. So that is a really good buy. And then, of course, the British sovereign, if you're looking for gold, it's a quarter-ounce piece. They're currently right now at 275. The francs are at 222. Both of those coins are really good. We have a wide variety of things. If you're interested in buffaloes or if you're looking at, you know, I've got pandas. I've got a whole long line of different products. Really don't have enough time to talk about everything. I try to buy when the market's down. I mean, nobody knows for sure when the bottom's going to hit. But when I see that thing being pushed down, you know, I just know there's manipulation that's going on. There's manipulation going on in every market right now.
Now, that's why it's been pogo sticking, but pogo sticking upwards. The graph goes up and down, but it's moving up overall. And so what else is doing as good as gold and silver in the last 5 years? Nothing. And everything else is losing. So, folks, give the brokers a call. They'll be there till midnight tonight. How long can you hold this special with it being the prices of when gold was $20 cheaper?
Well, I can tell you, I don't know what gold is going to do in the morning tomorrow, but I will hold it till midnight tonight for sure.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, gold's normally way down in the summer. Here it is way up. Take this buying opportunity now to get the lower price while it's high. It's a great investment in my view. But there is no silver bullet, except for maybe silver. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
We're back with our guest.
you worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've actually seen their some of the television productions they've done because one of my friends, George Woolley, a pro-life activist, has aired some of the video here in Austin on local access. Mark Crutcher is with LifeDynamics.com. We'll throw that up on screen for people watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast with the radio show throughout this hour. Later in the hour, we're going to open the phones up to talk about black genocide, Native American genocide. And again, 99% of whites don't know this is going on. But it was George Bush Sr. when he was working for Nixon who actually carried out sterilization. This is mainstream news and abortions on the Native American reservations. So if you want the big socialized health care of Obama, get ready, because that's what it means. The same stuff that the Bureau of Indian Affairs gives people in the VA. But they've made a new film that is really impressive, and it gets into this whole history of black genocide. I'm actually looking for it in here. I had it in here. Oh, here it is. It's underneath Endgame. It's Ma'afa. Black Genocide in the 21st Century in America, and it's just an excellent film that everybody needs to see because, like I said earlier, my film Endgame gets into the whole eugenics operation and how that's the religion of the New World Order in their own words, a religion of death. They love death. They that hate me love death. And so that's why abortion is a sacrament to these people, and I'm not kidding. I mean, I come at this from a secular analysis. I am a Christian, but I don't let that be a rose-colored darkly, though it really gives me discernment. I look at things just coldly and analyze the history. And then I emotionally rally people to fight against it. But it is very, very real. So we appreciate Mark Crutcher for coming on the show and for producing this film. Mark, good to have you here.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So tell us about your journey, your organization, what you do generally, and how it led you deeper down the rabbit hole to really the fount of this Planned Parenthood evil.
Well, we're a pro-life organization, as you know, and we do a lot of different pro-life things. We do a lot of undercover work. You may have be familiar with some of our work exposing the trafficking of baby body parts, how the abortion clinics chop up the babies they kill and sell them for parts.
Yes, I want to talk about all that. I'm many times but to have you on, and for some reason it never happened, so this is hopefully the first of many interviews. Yeah, tell us all about it.
Well, that's it. That's a whole show by itself, but basically that's enough for another profit center for the abortion lobby is to chop up these babies and sell them for spare parts. And it's a fairly profitable endeavor that they've got going. We have no idea how large it is. We know it's still going on. We were undercover in an abortion clinic in Overland Park, Kansas for 31 months and came out with all the documentation on it. They actually put out brochures, just like you get on a new car or something, talking about how they sell the body parts. And then we also did an undercover investigation on the fact that Planned Parenthood is running a nationwide pedophile protection racket. They're protecting the men who sexually abuse and rape children. And we proved it, and I'll say it right here on your show. They're running a nationwide pedophile protection racket. If that's not true, that's libel and slander on its face, and they would sue me the first time I said it 7 years ago. I've said it on over 200 national and local television and radio stations. They've never even once contacted me.
Now, for those that don't know, I should have read your bio for people, but it's so lengthy. You're on syndicated radio, TV. I mean, you reach millions of people every week. You might tell folks how big your ministry is, and they just back off and shut up. And see, I never knew this stuff either, but over the decades, that's what I found out. Devil-worshipping pedophiles basically run the New World Order, the global government, and they love death, and they love killing babies. But please continue. So yeah. Body parts, pedophile rings, black genocide, yes.
Yeah, now, one of the things that those of us in the pro-life movement have always known is that there was a strong racial element to the motivation behind the legalization of abortion. And so about 3 years ago, we launched an investigation into this, and what we have found, I mean, I've been in the pro-life battle for 30 years. I've been working in it full-time for 23 years. And Alex, I've learned things in the last 3 years that I never dreamed of. I work in this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the stuff that we've learned in the last 3 years is mind-boggling. And it is absolutely undeniable now that racism was a primary motivation, if not the primary motivation. Matter of fact, I would go so far as to say it was the primary motivation for the legalization of abortion to begin with. And what we did is we went back, and as you've seen in the DVD, we actually start at the time prior to the end of slavery, when not all white people, and not even all wealthy white people, but a certain select group of super wealthy white elitists began to wonder what was going to happen, or actually worry about what was going to happen when the end of slavery came, because they saw it was coming. And we're talking about in the late 1700s, early 1800s, and up until the mid-1800s, these people clearly saw that the end of slavery was going to occur one day. They didn't know when, but they were very alarmed at what was going to happen. And not from the standpoint of insurrection, which is what a lot of people talk about. The wealthy elite can always insulate themselves from insurrection. That's not their problem. What they were concerned about is the economic impact. For the most part, these are the people, this wealthy elite, this small cadre of wealthy elitists, were the people who had most profit from slavery. They had made billions on the backs of Africans that they had brought in here from Africa.
And it had been Christians that ended that, just like Christians are going to end their murder of babies again, but go ahead.
Absolutely. But they begin to wonder what the economic impact was going to be of releasing 4 million people into the economy that they had kept artificially ignorant and unemployable. Basically, if you were black in the 1830s and you were set free, you only had one job skill, and that was to work on the cotton plantation. So what was going to be the impact of this is what concerned them, and their first idea was to was what's called colonization. They were going to just send all the slaves back to Africa. That failed miserably, even though it was widely embraced in our government. The United States Congress, what most people don't know, is the United States Congress actually funded the American Colonization Society. So it was a very seriously taken a concept. It just didn't work. And it's interesting when you start studying these things, Alex. You know, if you put things on a timeline, which is how we started this, we did it like a criminal investigation. We put things on a timeline starting in like in the early 1800s and continuing up to 2009. And one of the things that you see is every time this small group of elitists tried something and it didn't work, all of a sudden there was something else to try. And it's interesting that when colonization failed, it's exactly the same moment when there was a new philosophy introduced in the world called eugenics.
No.
The man who actually coined the term eugenics, or the word eugenics, is now today called the father of eugenics. And he, his name was Francis Galton. His family was extraordinarily wealthy. They had made their money from the slave trade. And he came up with this philosophy called eugenics. And basically what it is not is absolutely no different than what Hitler did, is the creation of the master race. And he thought that the world could manipulate the human condition to the point that we could be better than, we could do a better job than what God did. They're, basically, their theory was God did well as far as he went, but we can make it better.
And they really believed this. The Galtons and the Darwins and others were all intermarried, and they'd have like 9 kids, and 8 of them would die, and the other one would be retarded.
Right.
And they still thought, though, this was genius and beauty. So they really believed that they were creating a new super race.
Absolutely. And one of the things, and I knew who Darwin was, and I knew who Galton was before we even started this project. What I didn't know is that they were first cousins. Charles Darwin and Francis Galton were first cousins, and they worked together on these projects. And what you start to see as you start unraveling all of this is that basically Darwin was the philosopher, and Galton was the guy who put all this stuff into practice.
He was called the Bulldog.
Right. The eugenicists first started out with a plan that was basically what you might call passive eugenics. They believed that not only were Africans inferior intellectually to whites, they believed they were inferior physically as well, and that unless they had direction from the white community, they couldn't survive. They couldn't live without us. So
they set up the social welfare net and racial hygiene health departments, and that's our CPS and Planned Parenthood today.
That's what it evolved into. And what we do is we take everything on a step-by-step basis, and we connect the dots from the failure of colonization to the success of abortion. And we show all the stages that these people went through, from passive eugenics to positive eugenics to negative eugenics to birth control to sterilization, and ultimately to abortion. And it's when you start putting this thing on a timeline, you keep seeing all these things pop up where X fails, and exactly on that time, here's this new strategy. And when that failed, here's this new strategy. And they kept doing that until they came up with one that worked, which was abortion. Now, we document things in this video I don't think most people understand or don't know. I certainly didn't know. The eugenics movement had really settled on the idea of forced sterilization as the way they would control the world's population.
34 states had passed that.
Yes, over 30 states had actual eugenics boards, state eugenics boards. Over 30 states had them. The first one was in Indiana. And this is not something that happened just back in the 1910s or the 1920s.
No, this went on to the 80s. Amazing film.
Right.
It covers it all. It takes a snapshot that's in Endgame and blows it way up in full stunning detail. You know somebody who's black who thinks Planned Parenthood loves them and Obama loves them, when he, by the way, doubled the funding for Africa for this stuff? You need to find out the truth. You need to get this film at InfoWars. AlexJonesFirst.com. We'll also give you their site to be able to get it as well. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know, you can hear Mark Crutcher, and I've seen his TV program many times with his daughter and folks. They do a great job. They videotape the radio show.
This is getting better.
Kind of like we do. And you can tell he really cares. And they were a small organization, but in the last few decades, they've reached tens of millions of people. We see the polls going from the majority of Americans being for abortion to the majority now being against. And even the media admits, oh, my God, people know it's a baby now. They're not, you know, stop driving around with those cars with dead babies as other groups do. Stop, stop. It, you know, as if that's bad, but the act is okay. No, people are winning. We're winning by telling the truth. And to use abortion as birth control, ladies and gentlemen, is very wicked. They always have to advertise like, oh, you're against birth control. No, This is murder. And now it's babies out of the womb. And now the bioethicists are coming out and saying, and the eugenicists, oh, we need to go ahead and get rid of babies after they're born. This is in the mainstream news. So lifedynamics.com, short segment now. Mark Crutcher's on with us. The film is Ma'afa, Black Genocide, 21st Century America. Describe what the name means and then continue where you left off about abortion worked for them. And this is only one slice of eugenics, but devastating to show people why Time and Newsweek call her, you know, woman of the year before. They put her in the top 100 women in history, say she's a great liberal, who call black people subhuman weeds.
Yeah, well, actually, our video is called Ma'afa 21. Ma'afa is the term that's used by many in the African-American community to describe the time of slavery. It's a Swahili word that means tragedy or calamity or something like that. But and they call that time in history Ma'afa. And our argument is that the Ma'afa did not end when the slaves were set free. It continues to this day, and I think we've made a compelling case for that in this video, and that's why we call it Ma'afa 21. It's Ma'afa in the 21st century. And, yeah, as I was saying a moment ago, sterilization was their big tool, but in the 60s they began to lose sterilization. The federal courts were starting to rule that these eugenics boards, these state eugenics boards and state sterilization boards, were unconstitutional. And it was at that time, for the first time in American history, that the eugenics movement then switched over and started embracing and began calling for the legalization of abortion. It's also at this time that blacks began to stand up and demand their constitutional rights and say, we're not going to take this nonsense anymore. And all of these three things converged at one point. You had the courts ruling against sterilization boards. You had the blacks standing up and saying, we're not going to be pushed around like this anymore. And then I guess some people would say an enormous cosmic coincidence, the eugenics movement says, okay, if we can't have sterilization anymore, we're going to start calling for the legalization of abortion.
And then suddenly, let me just add, they've set up the health boards, set up the eugenics boards of the health department, racial hygiene. Germany, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, as you know, for those that don't, adopts the U.S.-British model, and Hitler writes in Mein Kampf, thanking the United States and how wonderful it is, and for teaching him all of this, and now he's going to do this to the Jews and Gypsies and Germans who had any health problems in their life. If you had a defective heart, they'd come grab your kids and kill them and say, oh, they died of ruptured appendix. So the CPS, abortion, sterilization, that's all going on in Germany. They get embarrassed after World War II. The head of the UN, the Secretary General of UNESCO, Julian Huxley, says, we'll call ourselves transhumanists now. So suddenly in the 60s, the blacks are saying, you're not going to, you know, castrate me anymore. And so they say, you know what? We're going to pay your women to not have you in the house. We're going to break your families up. We're going to turn the cops loose on you. And we're going to make sure those women then later have abortions. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely. And what you have to understand, too, you mentioned Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. The interesting thing is that the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute was actually funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. And Rockefeller and Carnegie Rockefeller was the primary one, but Carnegie also put money into it. And they were the ones who also funded the American Eugenics Society in Cold Spring Harbor, New York, which is still there today.
Called the Human Genome Project? Oh, that one?
No, it's now called the American Eugenics Record Office. But
exactly, but I'm saying those two nexus in together.
Absolutely. And we were able to get some of the information that's in this DVD that's never been released to the public. We were able to more or less trick them into giving it to us. Once they figured out what we were doing, they shut off the supply.
Yeah, continue with the history. We're going to break. We'll come back and tell about that. I mean, folks, you got to get Ma'afa 21, Black Genocide of the 21st Century America. Everybody's got to see this. You want to know? See, the smart white supremacists aren't got shaved heads and swastikas. In fact, those idiot toothless people think when they're fighting the liberal establishment, they're fighting a bunch of, you know, liberals. No, the smart eugenicists are loving and liberal with ponytails and Birkenstocks. Hi, oh, you know, and they are just sicko filth. But you get behind closed doors with them, you go to events, you confront them, they'll just go, shut up, we're going to get you soon. This country's ours. You're damn right we're getting rid of them. And I mean, they are, again, the smart ones are, oh, hi, I'm liberal. I mean, very sick. Stay there, sir. Just amazing information. Ma'afa 21. Everybody's got to get it. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
We have a right to self-defense, and I tell you, we're so blessed, ladies and gentlemen, to have somebody that reaches millions and millions of people like Mark Crutcher really finding out about the eugenics. And you can hear his voice, because I've seen his TV show for at least 6, 7, 8 years, probably longer than that. And, you know, they're real focused and serious, but I can hear almost the tremor in his voice when he says, I discovered things in the last 3 years. He can hardly talk. I'm the same way. That's why I'm interrupting every 5 seconds, because it's almost the opposite. I'm just jumping in going, yes, it's true. Yes, he's telling you the truth. Yes, this is what's really going on. And then you find out that it's the fluoride in the water is eugenics. Then you find out the vaccines. Then you find out they've been caught, just London Guardian yesterday, sterilizing women in Africa. Folks, everything is eugenics. Everything is control of human mind, society. The Prozac with 20% of the public on it, that's part of eugenics. But this is just focusing in on Ma'afa, which means the dark time, the slave time, the bad times, the slavery. really Genocide 21 is what it means, available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And usually I have filmmakers on and don't even sit there and say, get it, you got to have it, you got to get it. Give this to everybody you know who's black, especially, so they know Planned Parenthood isn't their friend. We can defeat these people. We can stop them if we're able to do this. Now, I'm going to try to shut up, go through the film, and then briefly, I'm going to have you back up. Let's talk about the pedophile rings with Planned Parenthood. You're the guys and some other folks that would call Planned Parenthood and say, I want to give money just to kill the dirty blacks. And they'd, oh, yes, we love getting rid of those. Well, you know, your money will go directly to getting rid of them. I mean, people have trouble dealing with the magnitude of the wickedness of this group. I mean, it's just like when the neighbor gets caught who'd mow your lawn and water your plants with 20 dead bodies in their basement. You're like, I can't believe it. Well, you got to get past that, folks, and look at the evidence covered in these films. I got a little clip of Endgame coming up in just a moment, but go ahead, sir.
Well, you mentioned a moment ago fluoride in the water. One of the things that we discovered is that back in the 60s, when they began to be concerned that they were going to lose sterilization and abortion at that point had not been legalized, one of the proposals that these people put forward was that the U.S. government should be putting birth control agents into the food and water supply. And this was widely discussed, widely embraced by people in the eugenics movement. It was discussed at a 1969 meeting of the United Nations. It was embraced by them. And when we started studying this idea, listen to how preposterous this was, Alex. Their proposal was that birth control agents could be put into the municipal food and water supplies, and then they would develop an antidote to the birth control agents in the water, which you could apply to the government for the right to purchase on the New York Stock Exchange. They were literally going to sell these certificates, basically, to have a baby on the New York Stock Exchange. And when we started studying this, it was almost, at times, Alex, I hate to say this, we were laughing. It was so laughable, so funny, that these people were dead serious about this.
No, I agree with you. Until you realize they're actually doing it through covert means right now. In fact, the carbon tax they're admitting, notice they're now getting rid of the child credit in California. In Australia, they're now going to tax you if you have more than one kid. And they admit this is how the Chinese one-child policy started in 75, became law 81. But go ahead.
Absolutely. The interesting thing is when we studied this idea of what happened to this idea of putting birth control agents in the food and water supply, the eugenics movement eventually abandoned it and then increased the cost for the legalization of abortion, mainly because they were morally, had a moral problem. These people don't have morals, but they did not abandon the putting the food, doctoring up the food and water supply with birth control because of moral concerns. They abandoned it because they concluded that it was impractical, that you really couldn't do it. One of the eugenicists we talk about in MAFA, one of these people actually said in this UN conference, he was representing the United States on this population council in the UN, he says, look, we couldn't stop the import and sale of alcohol. He said, how are we going to do this with water? He said, all we're going to do is we're going to create a black market for untreated water. He said, we're going to have speakeasies for water if we try to do this. Now, he wasn't opposed to the idea as a philosophy, just that it wasn't practical. And then the idea was put forward about doing this in foreign countries. And it was shot down there because they said the countries whose population we need control are the black countries in Africa. And the vast majority of people that live in those countries do not get their food and their water from municipal supplies. They get their water from streams and rivers, and we can't go out there and put this stuff in every stream and river.
But, Mark, here's the big horror. This is what we know they've done. I've seen even BBC articles where they check medically the young girls, 10, 15 years old, that all have HIV, and they haven't even had their virginity loss. They can medically, as you know, check that.
Right.
And they're going, we don't know where they got it. And they go, oh, maybe the aid workers are using the same needles over and over again. And they've caught them adding sterilization hormones to tetanus shots. That's mainstream news. And we hear about Bill and Melinda Gates giving, you know, tens of billions of dollars with Warren Buffett and the rest of them. And Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood. And here's the Times of London, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation. and you've got all the richest people meeting in a, quote, secret meeting of how to reduce the population. I just want folks to know what's proven and admitted proves these are total criminals. But I'm telling you, it's a lot bigger. But I'm going to try to shut up. Keep going over the film with the history. Okay, so you have the abortion, breakup of the black family. Now they're moved on to everybody, though. They're not just doing this to blacks. It's just the blacks are the apple of their eye. They're the favorite target.
Well, listen, we talk about in the documentary, we were able to get our hands on a document that's called NSSM 200. It was a document that was put out by the United States government, the Justice Department, the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, and the USAID, which is the agency that operates under the State Department through which we fund all of these foreign aid programs. And what that document showed, this document in NSSM 200 was originally classified, and I am absolutely convinced that the Secretary of State's office, which was at that time, this document is often called the Kissinger Report because it was put out by Henry Kissinger. I am convinced they never thought this would be made public, because if they thought it was ever going to be made public, they would not have said some of the things that they were saying in here. But this was a document that was designed to codify or to describe America's policy on controlling the population of what they called underdeveloped or third world countries. And not coincidentally, these countries are all in Africa, and they're all black countries. But in the document, they state that the reason that we have to control the populations of these countries, we're not doing it to help them. We're doing it because they have minerals and metals that we need in the United States. And if we don't stabilize and control their populations and reduce their populations, they'll use up their own minerals and metals and we won't be able to get to them.
And that's a repeat of the British Royal Commission of 49 that says the same thing.
Nothing has changed about this. Nothing has changed about the eugenics movement since Galton first came up with the idea and his cousin Darwin put wings on it. I'm telling you, this is people say, well, you're some sort of conspiracy nut. Are you trying to tell me that a bunch of people in the late 1700s, early 1800s come up with these fantastic ideas of controlling the world's population, and they're in conspiracy with people that were not even born for 100 years after that? It's not a matter, a conspiracy does not have to be a situation where a bunch of people get in a room and cook up some idea that they all work together on. A conspiracy, it's what I call the conspiracy of a common agenda. So
it's a program. This is the British Empire, the U.S. robber barons, the royalty,
right.
And I mean, the Romans had handbooks on how to throw diseased blankets over walls to make everybody die. I mean, you know, the Huns were using that 2,000 years ago. I mean, this is why elites are in control. They're master planners. They call themselves great architects.
Yeah, so are we stupid enough to suggest that Francis Galton got in a room with Margaret Sanger when they never lived contemporaneously? Obviously, we're not stupid enough to say that.
No, the Rockefeller family picked up those ideas and on records went and funded her as a front, and then she wrote letters to the
right.
big foundations, as you know, saying, I've got to get black fronts because they won't trust us white folks.
Right, exactly. And that's what they've done up until this very day, and now we have gone to the point of exporting this. Alex, I want to give you an example of what I believe is the ultimate form of just sheer gall for people to have. When this idea that we would export genocide into these African countries really took on steam was in the late 60s and early 70s. At that time, we had a man appointed to head up this effort in the United States. His name was R.T. Ravenholt. And he was appointed by Nixon to run this population control effort outside the country. They openly stated, and we found the articles and the documents where they openly stated that the United States goal with population control was to sterilize one quarter of the world's female population. Now you tell me, where do we get the right, and who has the gall to stand up here and say the United States is going to go outside of its borders and sterilize one out of four of the females on this earth? Where do we get the gall to do that?
And that was just on the paper.
And that was just on paper. And by
we've got African countries where 45% of the women have HIV.
And Ravenholt, and this was really pushed, not coincidentally in my view, when the Ford administration, people don't don't remember this very often, that when you start talking about the Ford administration and Nixon and all that stuff, you forget that Ford's vice president was Nelson Rockefeller. And Rockefeller, Ford, and Kissinger were pushing all this world population control agenda, and it's the same group of people. Every time you investigate something in this, if you dig deep enough, if you peel enough layers of the onion away, you always find the same people at the center of it.
Well, listen, I've gone online and looked at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their federal filings.
Absolutely.
It's all open eugenics groups, but when you see it on the news, it's, oh, they're helping black people. Isn't Bill Gates sweet? But then on Bill Moyers, he said get rid of the population.
Well, again, you look at what we've done in foreign countries. Let me just propose a hypothetical to you. Let's say that today in France or England or Germany or Australia or Canada, there was some sort of natural catastrophe, and these people need help. Would we help them? We absolutely would. But would our help be contingent upon their accepting the American ideals of birth control and abortion? Would we go into France and say, yeah, we recognize that you got people starving in the streets, and you can't help them, and we're here with USAID, USAID, but we've got this food and medicine sitting on this ship out in the harbor. We will not unload it until you agree to legalize abortion, accept our versions of birth control and family planning and population control. If you do that, we'll unload the ships. If you don't, we're taking them back. We would never do that in a white country. But that has been our standard procedure for the last 50 years in Africa and in other black countries, even in this hemisphere.
But I'll tell you why, sir, and I'm sure you know this. The big secret is, and again, you've done a great job, your research is amazing, you've taught me a lot. This is a sliver just with the blacks, the group they're mainly focused on. They don't need to in the white countries because they're all run by the eugenicists, and they've all are pulling the stuff on black, white, it doesn't matter. And you're right. When they go into Africa or Latin America or Asia, they say, you've got to accept this company running your water supplies.
Because
we're gonna put additives in it because we care about you. You've got to accept giving your kids these vaccines because we want to take good care of them. We're going to kill them dead in a hammer, but just, you know, never mind what happens after we shoot them up. So that's the next level of the diabolical evil, is realizing is that if they're not giving them aid, the aid they're giving them is eugenics death as well. Go ahead.
It's cultural suicide. We're telling these people, unless you're willing to commit cultural suicide, we won't help you. And, you know, a perfect example of this, and it's just one little tiny grain of sand on the beach, is Haiti. Haiti, as we all know, has been struck by a lot of disasters. It's a very poor country. Many of the things that have happened to it are just a result of where it's located on the globe. They've been hit by hurricanes and tsunamis and all kinds of natural disasters. We have gone into Haiti repeatedly and told them, yeah, we'll help, but you have to accept American birth control and population control measures. And if you don't do that, we won't help you. I have talked to people who are missionaries who have gone to Haiti to try to help these poor people. And they say, you can go into clinics there. And I had another guy tell me this exact same thing about countries in Africa. He said, you can go into clinics there. And many of these places, a clinic is made up of a thatched wall building with no roof and dirt floors. All right. You can go in there. They have no medicines, no bandages, nothing to help deliver a healthy baby, none of that stuff. But you can look over in the corner and see piles and piles of birth control pills and condoms with American flags and USAID on the ends of them. In Haiti today, to give you an example of how profound this problem is, in Haiti today, it's estimated that 90% of the female population in Haiti has access to free birth control supplied by the United States government. But only 20% of the Haitian people have access to clean drinking water. 80% of the Haitian people get their water out of sewers and out of open pits and out of streams. And
it's all meant to kill them. Instead of going in, educating them, stabilizing the population, the Royal Commission says we're going to let their populations explode as a way to devastate them economically so we can then come in and mop up later with eugenics. I mean, it is just hellish what they're doing.
It is. It is obscene. I mean, it is It's an obscenity of the first order, and I, you know, the sad thing about this is that so much of this is done under the guise of compassion that, as you mentioned a moment ago, basically the American people look the other way, and they don't understand what is actually going on in these places. There is no reason for some of these countries in Africa that have large reserves of natural resources for these countries to be poor year in and year out, for generation in and generation out, 100 years consistently being poor. There is no reason for that other than that outside forces are manipulating their economies and manipulating their populations.
Well, it's the economic hitmen that John Perkins talks about. It's on. We have the IMF and World Bank documents. They go in and destroy their economies by design. And, I mean, look at Haiti. A bunch of sugarcane slaves, never allowed to have education. They're hit by hurricanes every year. There's constant CIA coups. And, you know, people say, oh, they're just black. They're not even human. That's why they live in squalor. But that is such a wicked cop-out. Meanwhile, the elites are basically putting out rat poison for them to kill their children. And a lot of racist people think, oh, good, this is all being done to whites as well, ladies and gentlemen. We're all under the soft kill eugenics system as well. Stay there, sir. This is very powerful info.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go.
Just talking to Mark, and just amazing information at lifedynamics.com, Mark Crutcher. For many years, Mark Crutcher has been an outspoken and uncompromised opponent of abortion. In 86, he created the Life Activist Seminar and trained more than 15,000 pro-life activists all across the United States and Canada. Then in 92, He founded Life Dynamics, which has since become widely recognized as one of the most innovative and professional pro-life organizations in America. Under Mark's direction, Life Dynamics has done trailblazing research in the abortion industry and developed an extensive litigation support system to help women sue the abortionists who kill, injure, or sexually assault them. Since 92, Life Dynamics has also carried out an aggressive direct mail campaign, and it just goes on from there. Be sure you go to lifedynamics.com. And listen, I've figured out how to approach mainline liberals who think, oh, it's a woman's body, keep the state out of their body. It has nothing to do with that. And when they find out it's about eugenics, and when they find out how evil it is, they wake up. And Mark has agreed to stay with us another 15, 20 minutes the next hour so we can talk about some other subjects, Planned Parenthood, the Nazis, the pedophile rings, all the key info that I've separately verified, not just from his research. So he's a big national leader, so this stuff's well documented, and he's been, you know, bringing that out, as he said, for years. But you were telling me during the break about Congress seeing this, members of Congress, and this even waking up people. And I asked, why didn't you put, and maybe you didn't want to get into this because then they'll try to spin it. I said, why didn't you put Obama increasing the abortion funding and eugenics funding in here? And you explained, I think, eloquently why. Do you want to get into that or just move on?
Well, no, but I'm happy to talk about the situation that happened in Congress last week. We had a congressman who had heard about the DVD, calling. We sent him a copy of it. He was just blown away by it, as a lot of people are when they see this information. And he wanted to show it and make it available to members of Congress and their staffs to come watch. So last Thursday, they had a showing for it, and it was extraordinarily well attended. The response that we got was amazing. And people were saying, look, there's other people that need to see this, and everybody didn't get to come. So they agreed to show it again the next day, on Friday. On Friday, we had representatives of 19 congressmen who are members of the CBC, or the Congressional Black Caucus, send representatives. Now, we knew, and people that were there in the little reception they had beforehand said it was clear from the attitude these people had that they were hostile, that they knew it was it had something to do with stopping abortion, and it was being sponsored by a guy who was a Republican and a pro-lifer. So they were coming there basically as infiltrators to gather information and to even be disruptive, possibly. The anticipation was that they would eat the food during the reception. They'd stay for 10 or 15 minutes of the video, get up and leave. The reality was that at the end of the video, all 19 of them were still there. They clapped. Two of the women were crying. One woman came up to Pastor Johnny Hunter, who's head of LEARN, which is the largest African-American pro-life organization in America. One of these women came up to him and said, Pastor Hunter, I've got to tell you, I walked into this room with one view. And she said, I'm leaving with a totally different perspective. And she said, this thing has changed my life. And I'm going to go back and talk to my congressman.
Well, praise God, because that's the thing. This is so over the chart, off the chart. If we just expose these eugenicists and how the whole society's built by the robber barons, as you said, to carry this out, game over for them.
Absolutely.
And you know, these average liberals, black women, whatever, they're not bad people. They're programmed, like everybody else from birth, in this matrix-level fraud. And they find out what this is really all about in Margaret Sanger's own words, in Daddy Rockefeller's own words. Then they know the truth, and it sets them free. Back in 70 seconds with our guest. Stay with us. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.